ST Opinion, Wrong Number, by Scott T. Hards. The word on the sign almost made it sound like an advertisement for a really bad sandwich shop. Deli Hell. But this was obviously not placed by any above-board business. The only other information on the garish fluorescent orange paper, pasted illegally on an electrical pole, was a cell phone number. As some readers may know, Deriheru is an abbreviation for the Japanese version of delivery health. This is a euphemism for services that will deliver a woman to your home or hotel room to perform sexual favors, including, in some cases, outright prostitution. The illicit nature of their business aside, the advertisements for such places are almost always placed illegally on electrical poles or other public places. Over the last several months, posters for illegitimate services like these have begun to stain the atmosphere of Nasu Shiobara, Tochigi Prefecture, where I live. Most other Japanese cities have had to put up with them, and those notorious Tsutekanban for much longer. Very long-time readers may recall that the very first essay I ever wrote for the Shukan ST about 7 years ago was about Tsutekanban and how it's perfectly all right for regular citizens to remove them. Unfortunately, it doesn't appear that the problem of illegal advertising has improved at all since I wrote those words in 1998. I think it's time for a new approach, one that's simple and sure to be effective. Like that Deriheru sign, most of these advertisements are there simply to inform you of their cell phone number. But what if you called that phone number and it didn't work? I recently talked with spokespeople for both Docomo and KDDI. They indicated that Japan's telecommunication laws only allow them to cut off service to customers if they don't pay their bill or if they use their phone to send spam. Well, how about if the Ministry of Internal Affairs and Communications modifies Japan's regulations to allow companies to suspend service if a customer is having their phone number printed on illegal advertisements? Administrating this would be very easy. Police or designated city officials could simply report offending numbers to the phone companies. These customers would get a warning and be given a week or so to remove all offending ads. After a week, if things are not cleaned up, zap! Their phone stops working. At worst, they've now wasted a lot of money on useless ads and hopefully will think twice before using that medium again. At best, it might even put them out of business. Rapidly changing times and technologies often mean that current laws are incapable of handling the problems society faces now. This, however, seems like a quick and easy change that could help clean up much more about Japanese society than just those ugly pink and orange ads soiling my town.